Well, during a recent chat with CNN's Anderson Cooper, President Barack Obama recently weighed in on what he expected. Oh, he said that he expected more in the GOP. He wanted them to stand up to Trump and his falsehoods about the election, the big lie. Take a listen.
And the leadership of the GOP, briefly for a, you know, one night when they still had the sort of scent of fear in them, you know, going against the president.
And then poof, suddenly everybody was back in line. Now, what that, the reason for that is because the base believed it. And the base believed it because this had been told to them not just by the president, but by the media that they watch. And nobody stood up and said, stop, this is enough. This is not true. I won't say nobody, let me correct it. There were some very brave people who did their jobs, like the Secretary of State in Georgia, who was then viciously attacked for it. And all those congressmen started looking around and they said, you know what, I'll lose my job. I'll get voted out of office. Another way of saying this is I didn't expect that there would be so few people who would say, well, I don't mind losing my office because this is too important. America's too important.
Some things are more important than just...
Our democracy's too important.
Beautiful.
Yeah, see, and facts. They're not going to do it. He's what he just as Barack Obama. Listen, these are the largest collective group of cowards that I have seen in political history in my life. Mm-hmm. This is the most cowardice group of men and women I have ever seen.
Agreed.
And they can miss me from now on with this conversation. They talk about love of country and God, because you now have a man that you place in higher regard than your Lord and Savior. And I'm sorry, that's not forgivable to me. I don't have time for you, because you obviously, these people are more afraid and want to be in Trump's good graces than they are the Constitution or God's grace.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm done.
You're right.
They're just cowards,
precious,
man.
Precious Constitution. Mm-hmm. It was always about the Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now.
See, they use that Constitution when it's convenient.
Yes.
We're not in the Constitution. People of color are not in the Constitution. See, and I don't know, look, y'all can quit telling me. They can stop saying to us that like, Pence with his ignorant behind, who Donald Trump left over there, they had a hit out on him. He was upset at first. Now he said me and the president we never agree on this day. But now guess what his last statement is? That systemic racism is a left wing myth.
Yes.
Are you kidding me, man?
Wow.
So here you go again. You know, and the problem with racism is the only way we get to solve racism is that we admit that there is racism.
Right.
But if you have the leadership, the former vice president, all these senators that's going, there is no systemic racism, then they have nothing to address. Thus, the problem continues.
You talking about Pence that almost got towed out the frame at the Capitol? That Pence?
Yeah. During the insurrection.
That's the former vice president. Mm-hmm.
That Pence?
That's very one.
He is so afraid of Donald Trump and the base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like President Obama said. And that's causing this whole thing. And they're just cowards. And let me tell you something, folks. They think that they've come up with these new ways to stop us from voting.
Mm-hmm.
They have awakened the sleeping giant. We will never go back.
We'll show
we
them.
Are forever a power voting block. And when it's time for the next election, we're going to be pushing and pushing and pushing. And all
midterm.
Of you that voted for that, you're out. Next year, Kemp is gone. You will not be in Georgia. You won't be.
Let's go.
Same turnout we had for Ossoff and Warnick. Gonna be the same turnout. You gone, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
but we will remember
voting,
this.
Right, voting bill.
And you signed it and wouldn't let anybody in to contend it. We will remember you.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.